Concerning this whole terrorism thing, there are some misnomers at large. One of them is domestic terrorism. When they talk about domestic terrorism, they often cite the Oklahoma City bombing. But that wasn't terrorism. Terrorism involves a series of acts intended to put a civilian population in a state of panic, fear, and uncertainty in order to achieve some political goal. Oklahoma City wasn't terrorism. It was payback. Revenge. Timothy McVeigh wanted to punish the federal government for what it did at Waco and Ruby Ridge. Revenge, not terrorism. Another one, terrorism expert. Television news channels will often present some guest they identify as a terrorism expert. But you can take one look at him and see that he's clearly not a terrorism expert. He's a guy in a suit who obviously works in an office. And I say he's not a terrorism expert. You want to know who's a terrorism expert? Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the people they hang around with. Those are the terrorism experts. Has this guy in the suit ever blown anyone up? No. So why is he a terrorism expert? I'm sure the TV people would say, well, because he's made a study of terrorism. Ah, I see. So really, he's an expert in the study of terrorism, the subject of terrorism. But can he make a suicide vest? Fuck no. And if he can, he should make one, put it on, and press the button. Then he'll be a real terrorism expert, like those people he now only reads about. Here's another one. Suicide bomber. Nuh-uh. Sorry to disagree. It's anything but suicide. A person who commits suicide is someone who places no value on his life. My life is worthless. I'm going to end it. These so-called suicide bombers don't feel that way. They feel their lives are worth something, and that by giving them up, they make a statement to the world, furthering a cause they believe in deeply. In their eyes, their lives, when sacrificed, have value. And by the way, the suicide bombers themselves don't call it that. In a stunning example of euphemism, they call it a sacred explosion. Holy smoke! Then there's Bush's version, homicide bombers. And in spite of what Bush has been ordered to say, they're not homicide bombers. All bombings are intended to kill people, to produce homicides. Anyone who packs a bomb with nails and bits of steel and sets it off in a public place is hoping to commit homicide. This is true of any bomb. Whether you drop it out of an airplane or leave it on a doorstep, you're hoping to kill people. That's the purpose, killing people. In the case of these so-called suicide bombs, what's different is that the people setting them off are intentionally ending their own lives in the process. That's why we confuse the act with suicide. Human shields. During bombing raids in Iraq, the media like to say that Saddam Hussein used people as human shields. That's not accurate. Although it's true they were used as shields, the fact is they were humans already. So if these humans were used as shields, they were human shields. They weren't being used as human shields. Got that? Bush calls the Al-Qaeda people cowards and says they like to hide. Well, isn't that what the American Continental Army did during the American Revolution? Our beloved patriots? They hid. They hid behind trees. They came out, killed some British soldiers, and ran away. Just like Al-Qaeda. That's what you do when you're outnumbered and have less firepower than the enemy. It's called trying to win. It's not cowardly. Bill Maher may have stretched the point a bit when he said that Air Force pilots who release their bombs from hundreds of miles away are cowards. Seems to me flying combat jets doesn't attract many cowards, but it's not nearly as courageous an act as deliberately strapping a bomb to your chest and heading for the disco with no intention of dancing. I will say this. Getting out of the Vietnam War through Daddy's connections and then not living up to your end of the bargain is probably a form of cowardice.